what Israel committed today is a political crime, a grave violation of every international law. They attacked and assassinated Ismail Haniyeh on the land of Tehran, but they will not break the Palestinian resistance. They will not break the Palestinian will to achieve our freedom. But what everybody in this world should see is that fascists are now governing Israel and are trying to drag the whole region into a total confrontation. They are even trying to drag the United States into a war with Iran. This is the dream of Netanyahu. But what Netanyahu does not understand, and all his political establishment don't understand, is that nothing of what they've done will break or stop the Palestinian determination to achieve our freedom and to continue our struggle. Netanyahu never wanted a deal and never wanted ceasefire, even before the assassination. He made conditions that he knows very well nobody will accept. So his goal and aim has been to continue this war. This is what we said in the very first month of this war. The end of the war for Netanyahu is the end of his political career, and that's why he wants to continue, and he wants even to expand this war. Two assassinations in 24 hours, in Lebanon and in Tehran. The goal is regional conflict. What happened in Sde Teman shows what I told you, is that fascists are now governing Israel. And these fascists are taking Israel in the direction of total violation of every human right. And this pariah structure, which is called Israel, is now can only be stopped with a total and complete sanctions and boycott.